No, I'm not your person. I don't know, but I see this as a lot of playground that you're just wasting time here.
Yeah.
What I honestly want to ask is for direct answers. In terms of, if you can bear with me with the questions I'm going to ask, because I don't see us getting anywhere with what you're doing. And that is, number one, I see you saying this 54 million project is now, this 54 million rand is now a project. Ne? You are naming it a project. Is this project directly linked to the fact of these people, this 18,500 that has to be paid? And out of this 54 million, when you subtract the paid members, how much is left? My second question, Chairperson, is very detailed because the answers are also not coming straight and it's based on what is given to us in this report. One, how many were paid and traced between July to September 2003? The figure. Two, how many were traced and paid between September 2003 to September 2005? The figure. Four, how many were traced and paid since August 2009 to June 2011? The figure, once again. And out of those who were paid in May 2009 to August 2009, based on what's also in the report, how many of those names were published? When you mentioned something about April 2009, that there were people who were published. How many of those names were published? How many of them were traced? How many were not traced still? And then how many are not traced and not paid to date since the last remaining figure of the August 2009 to June 2011. Then the other question, Chair, the last recommendation that's stated there where they have to go and retrace people, including the Mzimkulu group, is this now out of this 18,500 or the remaining figure that you've given us, of that you will give us because you haven't given it to us? And how many are those people? Who are these people who are concerned? Can you just get those answers straight? Because then I don't see us moving from this 18,500 figure to get to zero and having the matter closed. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Honourable Chair, mine will be on the challenges and the recommendation. However, there's only one recommendation that they must go, especially to the area of Mzimkulu. But under the challenges, they also mentioned that one of their main challenges is the fact that the application forms and documentation are incomplete. But under their recommendations, they don't say or they don't mention what measures are they going to put in place to ensure that this incomplete applications are complete. And I think the problem for our people is that this bulky documents that they must fill in, sometimes they don't know how to do it. What are you people doing to ensure that they know how to do it and that this application form is filled incomplete? And the other issue under the challenges is the fact that the affidavits confirming the relationships of the claimants to the minors are prepared by tribal authorities of other districts. Did you bear in mind that maybe that people were rezoning or they were best known in that area than to the area that they are living currently, or that they are currently living in this area, but the people of the other area knows them best? Did you also check into that? Because I don't think that the family members can be the sole witnesses in this project. Did you check how best you can deal with that issue where you feel that this is not family members, but this affidavit is legitimate? Thank you.
Followed by Honorable thanks, Chair. I mean, I think we all agree that we have to bring this matter into finality, and I concur with all the honourable members who have raised their concern, not only in terms of the time taken to ultimately pay everybody, but I think importantly with the uncertainty that is being presented by the reports which we're getting, at least on our part. And I think it's important. And maybe the other reason to mention is that sometime last month, there were concerns from the ex-mine workers union, and which nearly erupted into yet another set of protests here in Parliament. And those are the kind of concerns that we have, that on the one hand, all the interested parties who are responsible for processing the payments are saying to us that this matters have been concluded, but you still have, you know, whether legitimate or not, but you still have people advancing claims that they have not been paid. And I think that's the kind of concerns and worries that we have. And I think the sooner we get the list, which should also indicate why certain people of the 18,500, why certain people, have really not been paid or their claims not being considered. I think that's what's important. My other concern which came out from the report is the submission that, all the other claims should be dealt with as normal claims. And I think the worry that we have is that even when we've put in special interventions, an ad hoc committee, a special group, I mean an interdepartmental task team, that those matters have not been resolved. And I'm worried that if we then switch back to normality, all of those things, the reason why we moved from a normal process of processing those claims and having set up a special team was precisely because the normal process could not resolve all these issues. So once we want to switch back to all of that, I'm quite worried, and I don't think we would, as a committee, agree to that. When there's no certainty that all the claims have been completed, that we agree to a situation wherein we switch back to normality. But all that we want is to get this albatross off our neck. You know, it's been long now that we've been dealing with, just this one issue. Thanks, Chair.
Chairperson, I wonder if it was a chicken. You know, when a chicken is... I'm sorry about the scenario. No, you see, I'm worried about what the mutual assurance is saying to me about the number 20. Not unless somebody was asleep in the revolution. I would need assistance. You see, if it was a chicken looking for something to eat, a very small thing on the ground, it would have realized there is nothing. Because, what should I say in English? I'm roused all the time. If it was a chicken, should have realized it needs to move on its 2 feet. Should have realized long ago. I mean, I used to work at Blankbaan Colliery Mines in Middleburg in 1976, 35 years ago. The same conditions still exist. Can you imagine? How long should it take for this thing to change? Does it need a bodybuilder or a weight lifter? What does it need, really? I mean, 35 years ago, when I used to be an ordinary worker in Middleburg, playing band, I mean, the same conditions are still existing. The number 20 for me, it's worrying, really. You are neither going forward or backwards. You're neither going east or west or north.
you're not jumping up, you're neither going down. What is it that we're dealing here with? I mean, truly speaking, we need to bring this to finality. It's quite some time now. And poverty is going down and down and down.
Thank you. I think we need to go back to the questions asked by Honorable Bigan. It wants the figures so that we know where we are going, and so that those figures will even help us to establish whether was it wise for you to say all is done, now we can deal with this thing, that we actually need to get rid of the task team, because the major part of the job is done. And for me, 25 out of 63 is not major, it's not even half. But anyway, over to you.
Okay. Thank you, Chairperson. The first question is the list of paid and the list of not paid. We will make the list available. I will send it to Louis Luvo so that he can send it to the members. And
Chairperson, point of order. Chairperson, I think it was clear that I requested that we get the numbers here now. It's a report they have, it's a report they should be understanding, it's a report they should know how far their work is in terms of completion. Can we get the straight answers in terms of figures? Yes, the list can come, we'll appreciate it, it will be acceptable, but can we get the answers so that we can also understand if we're moving forward or not in relation to this problem? And also to receive coordination of their work with this ITT that has been formed for them to do some work from a certain period of time to the end.
CCOD, when we invited to this meeting, you were told that it's a meeting dealing with payment of ex-mine workers. And obviously anyone who's going to a meeting that talks about payment, you know that they are going to be asking about money paid, who is paid and who is not paid. And what you are telling me is that you came to this meeting not well prepared. Because if you're well prepared for this meeting, you will have brought anything that you think will be necessary to make progress in this meeting. Can we get the answers to these questions?
Unfortunately, Chairperson, I don't have the answers, straight answers.
And just wait a minute.
Okay.
That's why in the beginning, honorable members, I said that we should have had the commissioner here. And now I think the question I asked earlier, it's relevant, it's becoming, you know, much clearer. But let's hear what you have to say, madam.
We've been reporting to the committee giving stats and also to the interdepartmental task team. And this has been the format we have been using to the committee. And hence I used the format. And also the labor who was coordinating the whole thing, this is the format they were using reporting in this committee since we started. Chairperson, I don't have the reports with me now. I came with the report that how I was going to present today. So that's why I'm saying if the stats that is needed, I can forward them to Luvo, for Luvo to.
Okay. Sorry, I want to suggest that in the recent future there should be a meeting like this where the commissioner is present and we demand the list and the what's name. This format that has been used from time immemorial and it doesn't develop, it doesn't change. I don't think it is helping your department, because if you have been using the same format for the last donkey years and you don't change, you don't grow, it means you're not developing, because there must be developments in terms of reporting. Let us request that we have a better meeting where the commissioner is here and he can take responsibility to give us all the information that we need. Otherwise, we're sitting here and running around circles.
Honorable Masrumule, followed by Honorable Lyne and Honorable Zidane.
I'm getting encouraged from what Honorable Wigam was saying. It's not that hello, Deputy Commissioner. It's not that there's anything wrong about you, what you're saying, but it would have made sense for all of us if the Commissioner Persuan was here. And I would suggest it would be an ideal thing for the Commissioner to make himself available in the next 21 days on a date and a particular time and place, so that we should be seen moving on really.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Honorable Chair, I think we must not miss the point. The format is not the problem. The information in this format, that is the problem. They must come with the same format if that is what they use, but bring us information that is up to date. So I think we cannot go any further with this meeting, especially this presentation. Let us wait for the commissioner to come and answer this question, because seemingly the presenter is not able to answer that to us. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I'd like to propose that concur with what the fellow comrades have said, but also to add that on the report that you have of the 6th of May, in relation to the visit that was made in UMTAT, where there was a reformulation of that ITT to continue with this work, there should be some way that the committee or the joint committee ensures that the next time they come to us, they come as a collective as well. As much as the commissioner will come, but these people from the ITT must also come. The reason why I'm saying this, Chair, is because there's this juncture. They're not working together. They're not working together for us to get effective or to see effective work being done on the matter. I mean, to deal for 5 years with 18,500 people that are not getting paid to date, what is the point of that money going to those people? Because it's not going to be of any use anymore if some have not already died. They come all together to that meeting, and their information should correlate in terms of how far are they in terms of the work that is supposed to have been done. And I think, Chair, in that report, there was a conclusive recommendation made that by a particular date, this work should have been summed up. That date should come up again to all of them on the same platform. And all we want is results of the work done so far and how much of that money is left and how many people have not yet been paid, so that those people can come to a conclusion or a closure on the matter. Otherwise, we are not going to move on this matter until we leave here after 5 years.
The recommendation,
right. Thank you, Chairperson. The next question was the issue of have we checked with the mine houses? The names are they worked in mines, and we haven't checked that they worked. It's we verified through the ex mine workers and the traditional leaders and the labor department. That's all we did. And also the other question was the issue of interest. Is this money earning some interest? It's yes and no. Yes, when the commissioner approved. After the commissioner approved the claim and the claimant is not coming forward, yes, it earns interest. But before the commissioner approved, we take it as the provision. So it's not earning interest, and after we take it as a liability. The next question was, is it the 18,500 people part of the 54 million? Yes, the 18,500 people were named from Eastern Cape for the 54 million. The reason why we called it a project, it was called it a project by the press office of the president. They say we must take it as a project. Hence, there was they formulated some committees, the steering committee and the interdepartmental task team. And the Mzimkulu. It's not only Mzimkulu. In my presentation, I used Mzimkulu as an example. There are many areas that people are not coming and claiming. It's such that Mzimkulu, there's a lot of names that are coming from Mzimkulu areas, from the Mzimkulu area. And the other question was the incomplete forms. What are we? What are the measures in place to make sure that the forms are complete? When we sent people to the Eastern Cape, they were teaching the ex-mine workers unions, and we asked them to bring us more people that we can train to fill in the forms. So there were people that were trained from each region that can help to fill in the forms. So they go to the offices, ex-mine workers' offices, and they get helped to fill in the forms. And also when we go around doing the normal awareness of the compensation processes, we also tell them how to fill in the forms. And the issue of reallocation of people. From the meeting we have, when we came up with the recommendations that the traditional leaders can witness that this person, we said, if the traditional leader is from another region or the family member is not using the same surname, at least there must be an affidavit supporting that. So if there is no affidavit, then we it's not easy for us to process the claim. Another question was the project the ex miners say we have closed the project. From our side, Department of Health, yes, that's what we agreed as the interdepartmental task team, that the project must close, but we carry on paying. We never send somebody back and said we are not paying anymore. We pay. We keep on paying. Yeah, I think that's all. Thank you. Yes. He was just recommended.
Let's move to the report, because from where we are now, I can tell that the main objective here of this meeting was to have the payment of Myanmar. And if the Deputy Commissioner comes here, she has to be in the name of payment made. Then it actually shows that no proper preparation was made for the future. The impression I get from her answer to the question that asked by the government is that she was told yesterday and called us to come to the meeting today. Because if she was given information and advice about the meeting, the meeting is about payment of X amount. And you come here without any record of payment. What is the problem that we have taken to this meeting and to that? Because we agreed to have prepared for the meeting. It's about payment of my ex-member. We have brought a record to prove that there is payment that the people are not paying upon. Do not worry, the money is still there here, the balance of the money. We're talking about payment of people. And we're talking about the most disadvantaged of the opposition citizens, having to wait for more than 8 years. When the tax team was formed, it was formed because there was a problem. It wasn't formed because of the problem. Can any one of us in this house go without payment for 8 years and still smile at the end of the day? The way some of the people are going in this meeting, don't have taken a gun or an axe and went to the open. What would they say? But I'm just saying that there are very people who can tolerate this. Our people are very tolerant, but we are taking them for a ride. Mm-hmm. And it's not even a ride. This is murder. There's no way of there are no ways that one can do to justify what is happening. In the beginning I used to say that no, it's a question of skill. But people in this community are highly educated people. So it's not about skill. I think it's more about commitment. You can never I went to some of the offices, the certificates are from the door, all around there, all to all certificates. We have purchased equipment to help them do the job, their job. 1.9 billion rand. That 1.9 billion rand cannot tell us how many people are paid and how many people are not paid. After having spent 1.9 billion, I'm not talking about salaries that we pay people. We just approved yet another budget. We supported this budget. But what is it that we are getting out of this budget? What are our people getting out of it? I'm going to give this last one to everyone who wants to see. From there we need to come up with a report. I'm really disappointed. I was never disappointed. You know, to be disappointed is disappointed. We know about appointment for appointment. I mean, to actually, you know, say to me that, you know, as the department, we are going to that. I mean, I'm talking about different diseases, particularly this disease. That is very central to improving the life of ex-members, the most vulnerable of all workers in South Africa. Anyway, I'll ask Manavella and then Lyon and Honorable Oliver.
I was
going to
say
that we get straight into and we've already started talking about that, the way forward. We get the people from the Compensation Commission to come and present the information which we need based on the payments that has been made and the breakdown. I think earlier on you spoke about the breakdown of the kind of payments that are being made. You know, if we can break them down on all of those, and I think it will also help us understand why certain people are paid more, why certain people are paid less, and all of that. But if we can just get that information in the next meeting, and that we then allow the support staff in Parliament to arrange that meeting as urgently as possible, you know, for us to get that that information on hand. And I think similarly, if we can also get the breakdown from yourselves, from Rand Merchant, in terms of the Rand Mutual, in terms of the 18,500, the investigations that you have done, and why all of those, you know, that of the 18,500, only 20 were paid. I mean, if you have investigated each case, there should really be categories of this is the reason, this number, this is the reason, and all of that, just so that we are able to satisfy ourselves and also be happy that it is possible that out of 18,500, only 20 people, you know, can qualify. Because I think it's a major worry on our part. So if we can, if the next meeting can be centered around, you know, the numbers, who has been paid, how much, who has not been paid, who has been, you know, declined, why have they been declined? Those key questions, I think, for us is important. Well, the other thing is that the reason why there is this major concern is because the ex-mine workers are looking upon us. They don't go to the Department of Labor too much. They don't go to Rand Mutual. They don't go anywhere else. I mean, they stayed here in Parliament. They wanted to come again, you know, to come and march. So they're basically looking upon us. We cannot live with the stress, you know, that there are out there people who have not been paid and for whom we have, you know, continued with taking the responsibility for them to get what is due to them. So I really think that, you know, we really have to be given the information in terms of what is happening. You know, I think the anger and frustration expressed by honourable members is as a result of what we have seen when we went to go and talk to the affected parties. So if we can really be helped with that information. Thank you, Chair.
Even with the way forward, as members make their summaries, let's get, you know, comment again even about the way forward.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Honourable Chair, just on the way forward, I think it is important for us in the IDTD to come and report, because they stop and go back to normal. But we don't know what was the reason for that. Hence, there are this outstanding amount that that we don't have clarity on. And the other problem is the fact that we are still having challenges in the payment. Some members were paid, but they didn't receive the money. What investigations was done? Bring us proof of that. And if it was on the part of the department, what action was taken upon those individuals who was busy with those things? Thank you.
Thanks, Chairperson. You know, even we as a committee are making a mistake. And the mistake is because there's no continuity. I started with this committee in 2009. 2.5 years I've been sitting through this. And for those 2.5 years, we've been getting reports, we've been interviewing organizations like the ones we have today, and we've made little bits of progress along the way. But the committee has changed. I'm the only person in this room that I can see, anyway, that is still here, still dealing with this issue. And when I listen to the discussion, both from the official side and from the committee member side, we're making the same, going around the same circle again and again and again. The key, there are two key role players that are not here. And those two key role players are the interdepartmental task team. There's no representative of them with a microphone here. And the unions. There was one union when I started. Now there's two unions. They've split. And there was a fight between them because the one lot thought the other lot were going to run off with the money. Because this is deep rural people who have got political issues. Okay, the one lot tried to claim that the DA was representing them. And I told them, I'm sorry, but I've never met you in my life before. You can't claim that the DA is representing you because, again, they were just trying to manipulate political parties to get certain outcomes for their half of the union and not the other half, and it was all sorts of nonsense. We cannot carry on like this again because we are going to do the circle again. The key role players are not here. The key role players are the interdepartmental task team and the union members who sit on that interdepartmental task team in Pretoria. And they meet every month. And we cannot meet again without a representative from the interdepartmental task team being here. Because we are going to ask questions that they've already covered, and the officials that are sitting there don't have the information of the other departments. They don't know, for example, what the compensation fund has done. They don't know, for example, what the interdepartmental task team perhaps has done. And so we're going to do this again and again and again. As the DA, I need to say, we cannot meet again on this issue without the interdepartmental task team and without the heads of the institutions that are coming here, because the meeting is then a waste of time. That interdepartmental task team's job is to pull this thing together, what my honourable colleague over here was talking about. That's their job. And we can't redo their job without them. They've got to be sitting here in the room. So we must have DG level and up, and we must have the interdepartmental task team here as a minimum. The union people are more difficult to deal with because there are translation issues, and you can't do it in English if you have them here because it's very, very difficult. You need a translator if you're going to have the unions here. I've worked with them in East London. We met with them several times. So, please, if we're going to do this again, and if we're going to finish this thing, we must have that task team here in every meeting. We only need one person from that task team. We don't need to waste money on 100 people. Just one is enough. But without that one, this thing deteriorates. And they meet with the union every month. And if they're not, then there's our problem. And our questions need to go on to why they're not meeting with that union. My second issue is a political one. Those two groups of people are also playing a political game, and we need to understand that. They heard that there was a lot of money available because information filters down to the rural Transcar in a sort of a funny fashion. They get bits of information. And I remember the previous chairperson of this committee saying they're playing a political game because they wanted to get the DA involved. I refused because I said it's not a party politics. It's about mine workers. Then they tried to get more money out of us. And at some point, chairperson, somebody's got to say to those people, here are the final results. Here is the list. Here are the names. Here's what was paid. Here are the list of people who can't be paid because they don't qualify. And nobody wants to take the responsibility, neither these departments, nor the interdepartmental task team, nor the mining, the minerals, committee, nor this committee, nor anybody else wants to finally tell the people that are not going to get money that they are not going to get money. And somebody's got to do that job. It's a very difficult job to do, but somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to say to those people, of the 18,000, 9,000 or 12,000 have been paid, another 1,000 are entitled to money and they can get the money when we can find them, but the other 3,000 are not entitled to money, and here are the list of the names. These 3,000 or however the number is are not entitled to money for whatever reason, and here are their names. And we've got to close this thing like that. They may come back to Parliament and toy again, but we have got to actually stick to the rules. And they are a pressure group, and they will come back, and they will toy, and they will sleep on the street. The last time it cost us 600,000 rand to send them back to the Eastern Cape afterwards, because they were demanding more money. Now, some of them are not going to be entitled to it, and someone's got to have the guts to tell them, I'm sorry, but you are one of the 3,000 that don't qualify, because we've applied all of the rules, we've made extra money available. And then finally, that 54,000 rand, let's remember, to my knowledge, having sat through this thing, that 54,000 was supplied by the mines.
Million,
I beg your pardon. 54 million was supplied by the mines as a ex gratia payment, because they didn't know how many people still needed to get paid. So they just picked an amount of money, 54 million, and they said, here's 54 million extra because we don't know who else wasn't paid. And we're giving the money to pay the people that weren't paid. It's an arbitrary figure that was just voluntarily paid by the mines to try to help. So that is where the money gets divided up between the 18,000 and you get that 2,700 rand figure. But that information, it gets lost every time we sit as a committee or every time we have these reports, because there's no continuity. We've got new people, new faces every time, and it's becoming difficult. My appeal is, please, can we have the interdepartmental task team here every time? And secondly, can we draw up a table of the names of who's been paid, who is entitled still to money, and who is not entitled to money? We then need to publish that list of names formally, in writing, perhaps in the newspapers in the Eastern Cape, because that list has got to be a final list, and then it's closed. And if those people, the unions, those two unions now want to toy, we're going to have to say, give us your names, we will pay every name that you give us that is entitled, but if they are not entitled, we can't pay, even if you toy every day for the next million years, we can't pay you because those last few are not entitled. We have to draw that line, Chairperson.
Thank you. The people who need to communicate that information is the department. The task team is chaired by a person from the Department of Labor. It cannot be communicated by the Portfolio Committee on Minerals, and it can't be communicated by the Portfolio Committee on Labor. It's a departmental matter.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's the Department of Labor that is not doing this. And I think what we need to do is to bring the DG here, you know, and deal with this matter once and for all. And we need to deal him when he's still new, so that he can, you know, he can go and deal with and deal with everybody in that department. Actually, we're supposed not to be even being addressed by any other person except the head of department. It was a compromise that, okay, so-and-so is not around, so send somebody. But when you send a person, you send them with the relevant information. Now, I think my sister here was just fed up. I mean, you can't be sent to a meeting. The meeting talks about payments. There's no details of the payments of people. We shouldn't be shouting at her. I think we should be shouting at the Director General of the department. And from my office, I'll be writing a letter to the minister, because I can't complain about the DG about himself. We can only complain about the DG to the minister. So from my office, a letter will be written. Maybe a copy will be sent to the members to see what went into that letter. This is a very unfortunate thing that has happened, and I think we'll take it from there. There was a suggestion that we need to meet with the department or relevant people, including the DG, on this matter in 21 days. That was suggested by Honorable Masrumwe. I want us to, maybe we need to check, because there's going to be a research between one and that if we could, because I don't want to leave this thing to this letter to the committee secretary to say, check if, when do they have time I think we've given them enough time to meet with us. There have been lots of stories. I got calls from some secretary accusing me of not answering somebody's call, and that person doesn't call anyway. And it's a person in the Department of Labor. So if we say we're giving them 2 weeks, then it'd be 2 weeks. If it's 21 days as suggested, let us say 21 days, and these are the issues that we need in that report, and who should be part of this meeting in those 21 days. Do you think 21 days, is it too much or is it less?
Long.
Can we look at the
14 days?
Suggestion of 14 days. I think 14 days is enough. And how many days are we? 14 days from today. When we do the
Chairperson, can I just request that? Yes, I agree with you about that, and I agree with you that the DG must be present. And can you ask the DG to bring somebody from that interdepartmental task team with him? Because they've been dealing face-to-face with us for years. That person must come with, because otherwise the DG is new, and then information again is going to get lost, and we're going to go around another circle. Please, I beg you.
The chair of the interdepartmental committee comes from the department. What's his name? Yeah, Serue. Boa Serue is chairing. So, yeah. That's obvious. When he said the DG must come, he'll know who to bring. But that we need a report from the task team and a report from the department. Because part of what is supposed to do is the DG is to play an oversight role on the task team. They are reporting to him, you know, to get progress. What are the problems that they're encountering? Actually, there were even reports that the Department of Minerals is pulling its legs on this one. They are not putting in all their weight. That is what Surua said last night. Maybe because we'll be having a joint meeting with Minerals. And this is a joint committee. That maybe even like people from the Department of Minerals need to be part of that meeting at another level if it's possible. Yes.
Chairperson, put straight, we should actually also then indicate that when you communicate to the chairperson of Mineral Resources, that he should also then do his part in inviting those people to ensure coordination. And also just another reminder, chairperson, that we actually said that there must be a report given to us by the 31st of May. We actually indicated the 31st of May, 2011, of the list of these people who are paid or not paid from the task team, to ensure that when such a letter or invite is sent to them, an indication is given that there was an expectation of such a report, so that when they come here, there shouldn't be an excuse of them not having that report. Yeah. No, Chair. The task team.
Problem, Kenny. Can you switch on them? Oh, did I say that? That is between me and you. No, that you know, we had even a very serious problem in getting this report that we are reading today. When did it arrive? Yesterday. Yeah. We had to beg for this report that she's presenting. It only came in yesterday. And when was this meeting arrived?
I think it was last week.
Yeah. And then there were difficulties even getting this report, you know. So we still have a very long way to go. That's why I think what we need to do, because we can't whip everybody, we need to put the DG here, you know, and actually deal with him. There's no way that we, as the committee of parliament, we have to beg for reports. We really beg for this report. And it's not supposed to happen that way. And I don't want this committee to be seen as a sweetheart committee. Because it's sweetheart committees that do that. If we have a sweetheart chairperson, say, oh, no, the report, you can't. All right, bring it whenever you have time. It doesn't happen that way in this committee. So somebody is going to jump, and very high. The day we bring somebody here and deal with that person, they'll miss a road going home. You'll end up in Messina wanting to go to Johannesburg. But I'll say that they like, go to Messina and realize that they've missed their road to Johannesburg. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.